Good evening, Facebook, and good evening, YouTube as well. It's the evening of September the 7th, 2019, and we're glad to have you with us this evening. We're on a little bit early. The early bird catches the worm. Hopefully it's not rotten worms. Okay. We'll sing some hymns tonight, and we're going to also sing some psalms, and then we're going to get into the scripture a little bit. We're going to continue our series. We're doing a mini series. Getting fancy. We're doing a mini series on the ministry of Christ, and this will be the third part in that series. It's interesting to see what Christ did as he walked this dusty trails of this earth in his sandals. He didn't have any jets for his ministry. He wasn't on begging for $1 million for a jet. He didn't even have a fancy boat. He probably used Peter, James, and John's boat at times, but he walked a lot of where he went to. First song we're going to sing tonight, I'm going to turn this, Mark is going to read some scripture for us as well. And Mark, what are you reading from?
Matthew chapter 24, 1 through 6.
Okay.
And Jesus went out, departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one here, left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what is thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said to them, no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Okay, well, the end is not yet, and you see all these things that come to pass. So, when we do see all these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. The first we're going to sing tonight is 377, My Latest Son is Sinking Fast. 377.
My latest son is sinking fast, my race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past, my triumph is begun. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me send. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. I know I'm near the holy ranks of friends and kindred dear. I brushed the dew on Jordan's banks, the crossing must be near. I've almost gained my heavenly home, my spirit loudly sings. The holy ones, behold, they come, I hear the noise of wings. Oh, bear my longing heart to him who bled and died for me, whose blood now cleanses from all sin and gives me victory. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home.
Well, we're going to sing 470. When his body was broken for me. 470. Looking back through the years, I can see my dear Lord as they nailed him that day to the tree. For the love that he bore me, his lifeblood he poured when his body was broken for me. Oh, love beyond human expression, compassion so boundless and free. Jesus proved his great wealth of affection when his body was broken for me. For my sins and transgressions, the dear Savior on the cross died in great agony. Nails through hands and through feet, and the spear through his side, when his body was broken for me. Forever and ever, his great love was proved when he suffered on dark Calvary, and the curse of the law was forever removed when his body was broken for me. Oh, love beyond human expression, compassion so boundless and free. Jesus proved his great wealth of affection when his body was broken for me. Well,
Four seventy-two. Sweet story of Jesus.
Okay.
In far away realms of a happier clime, in endless eternity, our God so loved us that he gave his Son, that living with him we might be. Oh, my soul for Jesus is found, seeking the one that was lost. By his love eternally bound, but by the blood of the cross. From heavenly glory the Son of God came, no room for him in the end. But living he taught and dying became the God-given ransom for sin. His story grows sweeter with each passing hour, as of his resurrection we tell. Of his coming to gather his own by his power, in his presence forever to dwell. Oh, my soul, for Jesus is found, seeking the one that was lost. By his love eternally bound, but by the blood of the cross.
Well, let's sing. Let's sing 504. I know that my Redeemer liveth. 504. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and on the earth again shall stand. I know eternal life he giveth, that grace and power are in his hand.
I know, I know,
I know, I know
that Jesus liveth, and on the earth again shall stand. I know that life he giveth, that grace and power grant. I know his promise never fails. The word he speaks, it cannot die. The cruel death my flesh has sailed, yet I shall see him by and by. I know my mansion he prepared, that where he is, there I may be. Oh, one who sought for me, he cared, and he at last will come for me.
I know
that Jesus liveth, and on the earth again shall stand.
I know
that life he giveth, that grace and power are in his hand.
Does anyone else have any? One they would like to, that they would like to sing. 358. Heart, my soul, it is the Lord.
Heart, once.
William Cowper. Heart, my
soul, it is the Lord. Tis thy Savior, hear his word. Jesus speaks and speaks to thee. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me?
I delivered thee when bound, and when wounded, healed thy wound.
Sought thee wandering, set thee right. Turned thy darkness into light. Can a woman's tender care cease to o'er the child she bare? Yes, she may forgetful be, yet will I remember thee.
Mine is an unchanging love, higher than the heights above,
deeper than the depths beneath, free and faithful, strong as death. Thou shalt see my glory soon, when the work of grace is done. Partner of my throne shall be, say, poor sinner, lovest thou me?
Lord, it is my chief complaint that my love is weak and faint.
Yet I love thee and adore, oh, for grace to love thee more.
Well, what about 314? Hail Sovereign Love.
Hail Sovereign Love that first began the scheme to rescue fallen men. Hail Master's free eternal grace that gave my soul a riding place. Against the God that rules the sky, I fought with hand uplifted high. Despise his rich abounding grace, too proud to seek a hiding place. Enwrapped in thick Egyptian night, and fond of darkness more than light, madly I ran the sinful race, secure without a hiding place. Let thus eternal counsel ran all my love. I felt the arrows of distress and found I had no hiding place. Indignant justice stood in view. To Sinai's fiery mount I flew. But justice cried with frowning face, this mountain is no hiding place. Ere long a heavenly voice I heard, as the Holy Spirit drew near. He led me on with gentle pace to Jesus as my hiding place. Should storms of thundering vengeance roll and shake the earth its very soul,
No flaming bolt shall dart my face, for Jesus is my hiding place. A few more rolling sons at most will land me safe on Canaan's coast, where I shall sing the song of grace and see my glorious hiding place.
Well, let's sing the one across the page. 313. I was an alien, whiter than snow.
I was an alien, and death reigned within. Sitting in darkness, walking in sin. Then life's eternal, my Lord did bestow. Jesus then washed me, whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, the beautiful snow. Wonderful story, can it be so? Tell me again as onward I go. Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. In this soul nature there's nothing that's good. I can't be perfect, try as I would. Only one thing I can trust in, I know. Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. When I have come to the end of the way, and the last summons I must obey, may I be able to sing as I go. Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, the beautiful snow. Wonderful story, can it be so? Tell me again as onward I go. Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. 513, Jesus blessed Jesus.
513. Jesus blessed Jesus. Go ahead.
My dear Jesus, blessed Jesus, what a grand and gracious thing. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, what a bright and brilliant beam. Oh, my Jesus, dearest Jesus, how I love to hear the sound. Thou whose name is filled with music, may I in thy love be found. Precious Jesus, fairest Jesus, may I love thee as I should. Thou art altogether lovely. Thou art altogether good. Oh, sweet Jesus, wondrous Jesus, what great works thy hands have wrought. What great things for wretched sinners. Oh, how precious is the thought. Oh, thou gracious, loving Jesus, wouldst thou raise me to thy so such hallowed posture, thy dear name I might repeat. Jesus, Jesus, lovely Jesus, I would dwell before thy throne, praying, praising, seeking, finding, ever humbly pressing on. Oh, dear Jesus, my Lord Jesus, how I love to speak thy name. Thou art lovely on our mountains, in our valleys you're the same. Precious Jesus, my dear Savior, thou thy Father's darling Son, how we hope one day to see thee when our race down here is run.
511,
nothing but the blood. 11. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I am done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Well, why don't we go over to our Psalms now? We like to sing some of the Psalms. We're told to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So we like to do a little bit of each of them. On page 58, we're singing from Psalm 119p. The men of God,
O my hate, thy law my love has heard. Thou art my shield and hiding place. My hope is in thy word. Depart, ill-doers, that I may my God's commandments heed. Sustain as thou hast promised me, that I may live in thee. Quench not my hope, but hold me safe. Thy statutes all respect. All those who from thy statutes err, in scorn thou dost reject. How useless fair deceitfulness, in falsehood is no gain. Thou dost the wicked purge from earth, why dross it none remain? So I the testimonies love, my flesh is quivering, for fear of thee and deepest. My judgment surely bring.
Anybody have a psalm selection?
Psalm 119x.
Okay.
Page 59.
Okay. You want to start that?
Before thee let my cry come near. O Lord, choose thy word, teach me. Before thee let my pleading come. True to thy promises, rescue me. True to thy promise, rescue me.
Can we raise that up a little bit? Just a minute.
Since thou thy statutes teachest me, O let my lips thy praise confess. Yea, of thy word my tongue would sing. For thy commands are righteousness. For thy commands are righteousness. Be ready with thy hand to help, because thy precepts are
his voice. I've longed for thy salvation, Lord, and in thy holy law rejoice, and in thy holy law rejoice. Oh, let thine ordinances help, my soul shall live and praise thee yet. A straying sheep thy servant seek, for thy commands I ne'er forsake, for thy commands I ne'er forget.
Page 94, we'll stop with this one. Psalm 47a, page 94.
Praise ye the Lord, for it is good. Praise to our God to sing, for it is pleasant and to praise. It is a comely thing. The Lord builds up Jerusalem, brings back her captive sons, binds up all their wounds and heals the brokenhearted ones. He counts the number of the stars, he names them every one. Our Lord is great and great in power, his wisdom search can none. The Lord upholds and brings the wicked to the ground. With thanks, oh, praise the Lord our God. With harps his praises sound. Who covereth the heavens with clouds, who o'er the earth below prepareth rain, who maketh grass upon the mountains grow. He cares for beasts that run the field, and doth their food supply. He watches o'er the ravens young, and feeds them when they cry. In strength the poor sore speed of men, the Lord takes no delight. But those that fear and trust his love are pleasing in his sight. In strength of horses feed a man, the Lord is so delight. But those that fear and trust his love are pleasing in his sight.
Well, we want to thank everyone who's joined us. This afternoon, Mike Garvey, Richard Venditti, Peter Pallas, Saving Grace Missions from West Africa, we love you too, Helen Coombe, all of those that are with us, we're very pleased to have you with us tonight in this service, and those who will join us later, as well as those on YouTube, and those who will hear this on sermon audio as well. Our blessings to all of you. We've been working through a little series called The Ministry of Christ, and there's nothing more edifying than to follow Christ's ministry while he was down here on this earth. We can follow other people. A lot of people, you know, want to exalt man. They want to exalt John Calvin or Martin Luther. Or, doesn't matter who it is. We should be exalting Jesus Christ. Christ is the one who makes the spiritually blind see. To those who cannot see spiritual things, Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which might be made which see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees, which were with him, heard these words and said unto him, "Are ye blind also?" Jesus said unto them, "If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remaineth." John 9:39-41. Well, the 10th chapter, John, is a declaration of the great shepherd of the sheep, and how that Christ is the only mediator between the sheep and his Father. It also declares that those who are not his sheep cannot and will not hear the voice of the shepherd. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. For they know his voice, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." Welcome aboard, Howard Jett. Good to have you with us this evening. "This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, 'Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers.'" Just for the edification of those that have this book, I know Howard Jett has it. "I'm doing this study from 'God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting.'" And if you want to refer or follow along with me tonight, I'm actually at the bottom of page 194, getting ready to go to the top of 195 in this book. "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down on myself. I have a power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, 'He hath a devil and is mad. And why hear ye him?' Others said, 'These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?' And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, 'How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly.' Jesus answered them, 'I told you, and you believe not. The work that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. John 10:1-30. Notice everything that Christ did was for his sheep alone. Not every man without exception. The raising of Lazarus from the dead is a spiritual lesson to all of God's people. Lazarus could not make a decision to come out of that grave. It took a divine work from God himself to raise Lazarus from the grave. Likewise, for all of God's elect who are dead in their trespasses and sin, it takes the quickening power of the Holy Spirit to breathe into them the breath of God's spiritual birth. And when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, loose him and let him go. John 11:33-34. After Lazarus was raised from the dead, the Jews wanted Lazarus dead because his being raised from the dead was absolute proof that Jesus was who he claimed to be, the eternal Son of God. The priest consoled that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. John 12:9-11. Numerous times during his time on earth, Jesus referred to the Old Testament prophets. He often referred to the Psalms and the prophet Isaiah, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. John 12:38-41. Notice again in this passage that Christ is referring to the fact that only God can reveal spiritual things, and that God will also blind the eyes of the reprobate. Jesus again reveals that he knows all things, including the future, because he has ordained all things that come to pass. I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Well, this also included revealing to Peter that he would deny him. Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto you, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. John 13:18-20 and verses 38. Christ continues to proclaim his special love for his people in contrast to all other peoples on the earth. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and that your fruit, whatever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember in you, this servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. John 15:16-21. So the theme of God's people being in the world but not being of the world is a prominent theme throughout Christ's ministry, as well as him stressing that his people would suffer persecution. These things have I spoken to you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time will come that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I've said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith this? A little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. They said, therefore, what is this that he saith? A little while. We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, do you inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she's in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, but the joy that the man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have a sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no more taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. That day ye came, and I say not unto you, I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto them, lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou comest forth from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken to you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16. Well, I want to conclude tonight with probably one of the most fascinating chapters in the whole Bible, the whole New Testament, actually the whole Bible. I attribute this 17th chapter of John as one of the things that the good Lord used to bring me to himself. First time I read it, I was kind of in shock because it was totally contrary to what I was taught. Thou hast given him power over all flesh. First time I read the 17th chapter of John, like the 6th and 10th chapters of John, I was in total spiritual shock. The things that Christ proclaimed in these passages, I had not been taught as a child. Why? Because the things he proclaimed in these chapters are in opposition to 90% of the so-called Christian world. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. I want to stop there just for 1 second. That was a shocker to me. I had always been taught that man has a free will and that man determines his own destiny by his choices and that he has to let Jesus into his heart. And when I read this verse, it was like the light went on. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. What was the work that Jesus Christ was given to do by the Father? What was the work? He came to save his people from their sins. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. I'm going to repeat that. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. And I have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name, those that thou gavest me. I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I've given them thy word. The world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone. Now this is a very important verse, because it represents all of God's elect. Listen closely. Neither pray I for these alone, for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they be made, made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them, and thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. John 17. So Christ has power over all flesh. What power does man have of his own free will over his own destiny? None. Pilate was trying to determine who this Jesus really was when he was delivered. Now, I'm going to stop there tonight. We'll continue this next time as we study through the ministry of Christ and all of the great, great things that we find throughout his ministry. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. And this John 17 is quite revealing. This is the doctrine of Christ. If Christ's doctrine isn't right, then we might as well just throw our Bibles in the trash. We can't go by the doctrine of Christ. But God, Christ's doctrine is right. His Father's given power over all flesh. As many of those of us who have been given to Christ by the Father are secure in our salvation. No one can take it from us. I hope this has been a blessing. We're going to end with a hymn, and we invite you to join us tomorrow night. We'll be on at about 4:45 in the evening, and I hope that you can join us if you can. We'll continue this study. We're going to sing 213. I love this song. Oh, for a breeze of heavenly love, by the way, that represents the quickening power of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, for a breeze of heavenly love to waft my soul away to that celestial world above, where pleasures ne'er decay, eternal spirit deign to be my pilot here below, to steer through life's tempestuous sea, where stormy winds blow. I need the influence of thy grace to speed me on my way, lest I should loiter in my race or turn my feet astray. Are not thy mercies sovereign, and thou a faithful God? Wilt thou not grant me warmer zeal to run the heavenly road, from rocks of pride on either hand, from quicksands of despair? Oh, guide me safe on Canaan's land, through every latent snare. Anchor me in that port above, on that celestial shore, where dashing billows
floods never move, where tempests never roar.
Well, may the good Lord be with you this evening, a special way. Continue to keep us in your prayers, and we'll remember all of you guys, each one that's joined us tonight. Have a blessed day tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, we're going to go visit Loveland Primitive Baptist Church. It's only about 25 minutes from our house. They only meet once a month. They meet second Sunday. And so we're going to go have fellowship with them, and then we'll be back with you tomorrow evening. God bless.